Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
And we are back. Anna.
Hi, Nick.
I got you a new co-host.
Oh, who's that?
Is what I can't wait for one day you to tell me.
Oh, okay. What the fuck?
JK. Nah, man. Just having some fun with words. Some misdirection. My favorite type of comedy, misdirection. I hate jokes. Now, Anna.
Yes. How are you?
We've got a show for you today. It's a finale.
Yes.
Finales are notoriously explosive.
A
finale could never make it onto an airplane. We know this.
Wow. Yes. Sure. Jesus.
What? Now I'm going to be persecuted for making perfect jokes?
Yeah. That's why you're being persecuted.
Me and all other white men.
Uh-huh. You know you.
I'm fluent in sarcasm. All right?
All right, let's get to the bottom of this. Sorry, my dog has a completely naked ball in front of him, and it really shook me by my core because I don't understand why it's so naked. Did you rip the...
It was eating it.
Oh, so my dog has a problem where he eats fabric, so Zach took all the fabric off his bouncy ball so he'd stop eating it.
Welcome back to Dog Blog. Right now, we're talking about Anna's dog and how he ate the fur off of a tennis ball. And now it's the only way Novak Djokovic will play. Back to you, Anchor.
Just saying, it's a safety precaution because my dog's an idiot.
Yeah.
A cute idiot. Yeah. So, were you thrilled by this finale?
Ooh, I was not, I guess. It wasn't very explosive, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a good closing chapter in the lives of these people who I assume are dead now. Except for Captain Lee. I read one of those expose articles, like clickbait articles at the bottom of real articles?
Yes.
Well, I clicked on one of those and I found out that every time someone leaves below deck, if they don't return, it's because they're dead.
Huh.
It's awful. All those poor souls, Dane, CJ, dead. But life goes on. And I think it's important to, you know, especially in these times.
Now more than ever.
Oh, it didn't even matter before, but now, more than that, it does. So.
Well, yeah, I honestly was very, the thing about a below deck finale is it can't really pop off because everyone's so tired by the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. They're so excited to be done. They're just delirious and like love each other.
Well, they're tired. And then like the big end is that they just like leave to catch their flights.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them have big plans to stay with their lover in a hotel for a sex-filled romp to last a long, dirty weekend, which, you know, quite frankly, Nico should have taken because he was going to lose them both anyway.
I know. It's so true. I love, well, we'll get to it in the next episode, but in the finale, we learned some interesting news.
It's not even, you know, I don't feel like I learned anything I didn't think was coming.
Yeah.
You can't watch that footage, be okay with it.
No.
But there's not in 2020, girl.
There's a way he tries to finesse
Mitchell.
just how it went down and describing it, and I just thought it was funny. But I don't know. Nico's an interesting guy.
Oh, Nico's real interesting. Captain Lee is his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's still around. And that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Because Captain Lee is a father figure to him. And Captain Lee, I guess, needs this for his brand because he does a lot of, autographs, signings at conventions. And that's, so he doesn't want people coming up to him being like, you're a shitty dad, you know?
Yeah.
So he's got to be there for Nico. That was the only reason my dad was a good dad, because he was afraid of people coming up to him at autograph signings.
Yeah. Okay.
Telling him he was a shitty dad because he was one of the most famous little league coaches in our league.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Well,
my dad wrote that song, "If You Like Pina Coladas,"
about trying to cheat
on your
mom.
What if I never brought that up? Oh shit! Is that what that's about?
You don't. That song is about, he puts out an ad to cheat on his wife and says, like, if you like pina coladas. Basically, he's just describing himself like, I love this, 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 and this.
If you like waking up at midnight.
Yeah. And then his own wife responds to the ad.
What does she say?
Well, she likes pina coladas, apparently. So she's like, oh.
So they get back together?
Well, hard to say how it ends. Because it's a song and there was no continuation.
It's called Escape. That's what that song is called.
Yeah, so he's trying to escape his marriage back into his marriage.
Wow, really, really weird. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. Wow, yeah.
Are you looking at the lyrics?
Yes, I like pina coladas. Yeah. And getting caught in the rain.
She's into it.
I'm not much into health food. I am into champagne. Oh, my God. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape at a bar called O'Malley's, where we'll plan our escape. Wow. Okay, so she walks in, and wouldn't you know it, it was his own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. And then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas. And they sing that whole thing again. You're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape. Wow. Then it worked. It worked.
Yeah.
They did it.
They just needed each other in the end.
That's incredible. I am going to put a personal ad out tonight.
Okay.
And then hopefully Lyra
What? Don't do this.
But Lyra loves pina coladas.
Because there's
a
chance.
Psycho likes pina coladas.
Okay, let's not use that language. There's a chance that it doesn't work out like the song. Like if you put an ad out, Lyra might see it and then be like, Nick, why are you putting an ad out?
I never thought of that. That makes a lot of sense.
She might not be like, oh, I'm also trying to have a joke affair. Let me respond to this ad.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not trying to have a joke affair.
Yeah, so.
I guess that's right, the intention. So I have to be trying to have a real affair. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
No.
Because I like pina coladas.
Okay, we got to get into this episode.
And getting caught in the rain.
So it's season 5, episode 14 of Below Deck. It's finale time. And we continue with Kate and Kyle having their shit out with each other. And then they start to work on the night together after they, I guess, come to an agreement that Kyle shouldn't have talked shit about the interior to Kate.
Whatever. This is such a non-fucking.
Yeah, it's.
This is not fun.
Yeah.
It's not good television.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Hey, why are you mad at me? I don't know, Kate. I've been here for a weekend, and the show's over.
Yeah, and so Matt says, he's made some cool shit for dinner for Timothy Sykes. He's like, I made some cool shit. And Bree says she's sad to leave the crew. And Nico says deep down inside, he knows his relationship with Bree is going nowhere and he wants to go home and see his family after this.
Okay. What? Why wait, bud? Get the fuck out of here. You've pissed everybody off. Everybody hates you except your daddy.
Okay.
Don't you okay me.
Well, his daddy doesn't hate him yet. So Kay asks Sykes if she can distract the guests while they set up the dinner area and the carnival or the circus theme party. And so Nico gives them all a tour of the crew quarters. And one nerd is like, I would love to see the engine generator. And they're like, sure, bud.
Is there any way I can expect the silver cleaner that you use on your utensils?
Yeah. And then so the crew's getting everything set up for the party with balloons and all the other crap. And they nail it. It looks great. And the guests come out and they're having lobster for dinner. It's very self-serve of lobster tail.
Very.
And Kyle is talking to Nico about how I'm pretty sure they also have had lobster for every meal.
Excuse me. I know you usually don't do this on your tours, but can I take a ride in the trash chute? Oh, you just throw your trash into the water?
Oh, my God. So we could throw you out if you'd like.
Damn.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Have you noticed they had lobster for like every meal?
Yeah, well, Timothy Sykes didn't want anything but what was more expensive than other things at the grocery store.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, I don't know how much we want to bring our audience into this, but I just got a text from Lyra. She's at Costco, and she said, at Costco, it's even cheaper than online. She's buying some flea and tick meds for a little cheetah.
Yeah.
Ad for Costco. Costco's great. Costco has unions in a lot of their stores, not in California. So, but still, it's something.
I'm very happy to hear that Costco is cheaper than most places when it comes to buying your tick and flea medication. I'll definitely consider it in the future.
You know, I've got some stock in Costco.
I could care less.
$30. $30. I buy it every time it dips a little because I'm a genius. I buy it $5 every time it dips. And they say that's how Warren Buffett starved. Okay.
Starved? That's how he starved. Okay. That's sad.
Joke. Yeah.
So anyway, Kyle is talking to Nico about how he's hurt by Kate's all business attitude. And Nico's like, that's just how she is. And he's like, no, we were friends last season. We really got along. And then Nico says to not lose any sleep over it. Kate's just Kate. And so, yeah, Kate asked the crew to go put their costumes on, and Jen is trying to figure out what mime makeup looks like, and she's taking forever, naturally.
Just draw what you think that kiss makeup would look like.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you're there. But stop before you get all
the
way there.
So she's going to be a mime. Kyle's a clown. I guess.
But he's been a clown on the streets of London.
Yes. And I believe Brie is just some sort of basic acrobatic performer. Unclear.
Yeah, she's a two-striped clown.
I guess they tell Baker to just put on whatever she'd wear at Burning Man. Because that's what she's wearing. And
Baker should have been the mime. If I needed anyone to not give me their grating voice, I think I would choose Baker.
Baker is such a character. The way she talks, where she's like, rink-a-dink-dink, like everything she says, you're like, what?
I want to see a spinoff where she dates Pauly D.
She's like, bing-ding-ding, I love a kissy-kiss-kiss. Like, that's just like, how she talks.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
She's too much for Pauly D. Of all
people. My cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
You ordered multiple cabs?
She's like, cab a dab dab.
Hey, EJ, why don't you plant a fat one on me?
EJ, stage. She literally does that with every word. It's like, what is going on? Anyway. There's a great moment where we overhear Sykes be like, I just love Gattaca. Isn't it just the most glorious film? And I'm like, you are so typical.
Gattaca's like, great. What's
it is
wrong
great,
with that?
But it's still funny that he's like talking to his like friends being like, now Gattaca is just
you also
the
texted
most
me last
stunning film.
It is stunning. Are you kidding me?
It's a great movie, but come on.
It's one of the best films ever made.
No, that's not true.
And people should be talking about it. You texted me last night that Zach thinks Timothy Sykes looks like me.
Yes.
And I said, I took that. I think he's a very handsome man.
You guys have the same hair.
I'm fine with being looks like Timothy Sykes, but is way cooler of a dude.
He does say same personality as well. I forgot to tell you that. Nick said, or
no.
Not Nick. Zach said,
no,
Nick
he
looks
didn't.
Like and has the same personality as Timothy Sykes.
No. You've been trying to drive a wedge between me and Zach since episode one, and it's
I'm
not,
not doing
happen.
It. Zach is doing it himself.
Nope. I'll never believe that. Next question. Next question, Your Honor.
Next question. I'll tell you now. He thinks you sound like Timothy Sykes.
No, no, no. Does this sound like Timothy Sykes? Three little birds sit on my doorstep.
Yes.
Sing a sweet song.
Now say Gattaca.
A mellow that's pure and
say Gattaca.
Gattaca okay. Is perfect movie.
Oh, Lord.
My God, I just got a text from the Zach, because of course he famously leaves the room when we start recording because he's prone to vomiting. He said,
"Where did he
I saw
get
him
your
for
number?
2 seconds and I said, it's Nick on keto. Okay, hurtful. The first hurtful thing. And then he said, didn't hear him talk once. LOL. And that's at you.
Nick says, Nick on keto is hurtiful, Zach. See,
yes, it's, no,
not,
it's all right. You know, saying I look like him was one thing.
I'm not creating the wedge. He's creating the wedge.
Yeah, and then he said, so is him being a skeleton. But guess what? I didn't do that to you. I didn't make that, and I didn't post that. But you were looking for your lighter.
Whatever.
And you are
skinny.
So, all right.
Yes, Sykes loves Gattaca, which is not surprising. So the guests are loving dinner.
The fuck?
What?
We just fought about this, and you had to just wrap it up again?
That was the final button of the you guys both love Gattaca bullshit. So, yes, guests are loving dinner. The crew is annoyed that Jen is taking forever to get ready. She literally takes like 45 minutes to just draw like white powder on, or like black lines with white powder on her face. So they're going to have fireworks with the after they, I guess, finish their foie gras. For dessert, which is
he's
lot.
Like, oh, you like foie gras? Yeah, because foie gras is really good. Of course you like it. It's good to eat.
Yeah. So,
you like that? Let me ruin it with one of my classic Timothy Sykesisms.
And
you like lobster? Yeah, it's very expensive. I like expensive.
Yeah, he does. He just wants to be so rich. But yeah, they, Matt put some cheddar cheese on the foie gras, but.
Uh-oh, it's a foie gras cheddar cheese foam.
Yes, for dessert. And, Matt is waiting on the stews to come because they're all, like, getting ready for the party. And so he, like, is, like, clearing.
He's like me at a German beer hall, am I right? Waiting for those stews to come.
Yeah, I don't know. But so Matt starts clearing the plates himself. He starts clearing the plates himself and getting the dessert out there. And Kate's like, sorry, sorry, sorry. And she runs over. And while this is happening, we overhear Tim saying that it would be cool if past lives existed and every person in the past life was named Tim. Did you hear
him
say
that? Okay, so yes, I did. But I can forgive him because he was, at the time, 17 years old in a dorm room at NYU.
No, he wasn't. He was sitting,
what? No?
He was at current age of whatever this was filmed. It's probably like 86.
30-ish to 86.
He's between 30 to 86. And he is an idiot. Like, who's, like... There is no way anyone around him listens to anything he says. Like, they're like, yeah, totally, Tim.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, I'm a teacher. Uh-huh. I do online classes for you. Yeah. Whatever you think, bro.
Yeah. So, whatever. Matt brings the plates out himself because the stews are taking too long. But he's happy that he's done with dinner.
Fire him.
He's happy that he's done with dinner, and they take the guests upstairs for their circus, fireworks, champagne party, and They have their champagne fight, and Captain Lee says, Mr. Sykes has more of a chance to see God two times than spraying me with some champagne.
And then he sprayed him with champagne.
Yeah, and then he did, and two gods appeared.
We are both real. We're very old.
And then, yeah, Kyle says that he apparently has gone to the Super Bowl of champagne parties in the south of France, so they're not ready for what he's about to bring to the situation.
The Super Bowl.
Which is just straight pouring champagne down people's eyeballs. And then it looks like a good time. Seems like everyone's really enjoying themselves. They go hard, man. They're, like, blasting each other with champagne and then also, like, throwing pies in each other's faces. Just making a grand old mess.
Yeah, and then gmail.com gets really aggressive and really, really gives it to Timothy Sykes good in his face.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is what Kyle is known for. Debauchery.
Yeah, and not returning emails.
Oh, God. Did you email Kyle?
Every day.
Okay, well, anyway.
Every day. I keep asking him if he knows anybody at Liquid Yachtware.
Did you notice that Bruno was missing from all this?
No. What do you mean?
Bruno was not there.
When they went out?
No, when he was missing from the champagne pie party, whatever.
Oh, no. I didn't, but he was injured. He probably didn't want to get hurt more.
Just think it's interesting. He skips this. He skips cameos. It's like, okay. So anyway.
Champagne campaign. You know, I knew that phrase. That was the name of this episode. I knew that phrase because Bruno had said it in one of the cameos on his cameo page.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all coming together.
His cameos sucked anyway. They were all 30 seconds.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yeah, I gotta take a break.
And we're back.
I took a break, but I'm back. Gag, 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 gag. Man, it's summer. Is that legal to say?
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Well, the guests go to bed. After they wash off a little, they go to bed, and the Stews and Matt all hug it out in the galley because they're done. That was the last dinner, and they're so happy. Mm-hmm. And the deck crew has to clean up the boat because it's a fucking mess. And then everyone is finally going to bed, and Nico says he's having regrets about his ex, and he has to tell Bree that he's staying behind, or that she is staying behind by herself after this. And then...
So- What, did he buy a hotel that now she has to stay in? Like, why can't she fucking leave?
I don't know what the logistics of all this is. She doesn't have to stay behind if she doesn't want to. But she probably will.
No, she has to legally.
She is a free spirit.
Or she doesn't
spirit.
Get the treasure.
She is a free spirit who just loves to explore and live life. So
that's true. Who wouldn't want to stay there? I would fucking stay there. And then I would find some big old dong at the bar to make me forget about Nico's freako, if you know what I mean.
Jico, you don't gotta tell me. All right.
Yeah, I'd take it. I would just get it all different kinds of ways until I just was not thinking about him anymore. From the top to the bottom, if you know what I mean.
From the blop to the bottom.
From the toes make me hose, you know what I'm saying?
Huh.
You know, from the front to the back.
Yeah. All right. It's the next day.
Okay, thank God. You know, you could transition a little faster out of those.
Oh, I was just letting you have fun. It's not really my place to cut you off.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, I let you have fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I cross the line and I'm no longer having fun.
Oh, you're just suffering?
Yeah, you know, I have can't stop talking disease. You know, not the worst disease for.
Yeah, it seems
a
like it's going on
host.
Right now.
What the?
It sounds like you're having a flare up.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a pimple.
Okay. Timothy Sykes wakes up so happy after the night before. He's just had such a great time. And it's the final breakfast. And Kate says, when the charter guests walk off the boat for the final time, it is a better feeling than sex. Then she said, it's a better feeling than Christmas. And then it's a better feeling than Christmas sex. So I was like, damn,
Christmas
honey.
Sex. That's sex with Santa Claus
and so
or
I,
whoever's playing him in your
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah. And so she, I believe as soon as they take that final step off the boat, she immediately starts orgasming like she's never orgasmed before in her life. She's just like, you know.
They arrest the nearest man to her every time she does that.
The orgasm was too strong, detective.
The orgasm was strong in this one. This one, my name is Bree, honey. You've known me for 45 weeks or 3 weeks or however long these things is.
Bree to date day. Something interesting I realized in the next episode is that I thought Baker's name was her, like we were calling her by her last name, but no, Baker is her first name.
Yeah, her last name is Mayfield.
Like, her parents were like, call her Baker.
What was her last name?
I forget. It started with an M. It was something like
it's
that.
Is it Mayfield?
I can't recall off the top of my head.
But do you think that there's a possibility that her name is Baker Mayfield?
It might be Monroe.
Okay, but not Mayfield.
Hard to say. I can't recall, but I can look it up right now. Why are you so set on it being Baker? Or, I mean, Mayfield.
Oh, because there's a very famous sports player named Baker Mayfield. Quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Little shit. Does a lot of commercials.
Oh, it's Baker Manning.
Where he pretends, Manning?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Also, when you Google her, it says she's a TV actor.
Oh, yeah. This is what she acted in.
What?
Below Deck.
Her first photo is her like dancing in a shirt that says Diva Dance.
Wow. And she has two kids, you said, right? Named Peyton and Eli.
Oh my God. And of course. Hell yeah, Baker, dude. Baker parties.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
How do you know?
Because look at her, man. Listen to that voice. You don't get this voice without sucking down a few blunts, dog.
Oh, she's also a Zumba instructor.
No, that says a Zoom Ba instructor. That's where she instructs people on Zoom how to ba like a sheep.
Okay, I need you to see this photo that I have discovered on the internet. I will also post it to our Instagram today. Do not worry, but Nick, look at that.
If you like pina coladas.
She likes pina coladas.
Wow. How can she do that pose while not on roller skates?
I don't know.
That's a roller skate move right there. I should know because I was a roller skate champion in my town.
Oh, okay. Well,
finals. I went to finals every year.
Are you for real?
No. I never made it to the finals. There was also no competition I was aware of involving roller skating in my town.
I'm getting that vibe. But I will tell you, Below Deck cocaine scandal, Baker Manning arrested for drug possession.
Yes. You know why I'm excited? Because I'm sure this was long enough ago that she has seen the error of her ways and has cleaned up her act.
Well, it was 2017, but this is what it
says.
Okay,
what did it feel like? Did it feel like she was a, how frequent of a user does it feel like?
Well, let me read the description of her arrest.
No.
And then
okay.
You can guess off that.
Okay.
Manning was arrested for possession of cocaine, PWID marijuana, and PWID marijuana in close proximity of a school on October 6, 2007.
That's how they get you.
After Charleston County police responded to a noise complaint coming from a house party.
Wait, say that date again?
October 6, 2007. Yeah. But the article wasn't posted.
So this is a decade before this ever happened?
Yeah, and the article was posted in 2017. Like, literally.
What the fuck?
They are reaching. They're like, look at this bad girl.
Look at this druggie.
Yeah.
She did cocaine in college once.
Yeah. Upon arrival at the residence, Officer York heard a loud voice. Who do you think that was? And knocked.
Oh, hey, everybody. Flush the cocaine. The cops are here. Is somebody revving an engine inside that party?
they knocked on the door. Subject: Baker Manning opened the door while holding an open container of beer. And another subject was walking in the hallway holding a large clear pipe. Are they...
Wow.
They're not even trying to be discreet.
You know, that happened. I after a party one night, I fought someone who was in my house because I was trying to get him to leave, and then they didn't leave, and then I started throwing stuff at them, and then I eventually put his head through my own my window on my door.
Jesus.
And his face started bleeding. He had to go to the hospital, and
well, he got him out.
Stitches.
You got him out.
And then he came back to the party. He came back to my house the next day. The next morning, I was sitting watching TV in my boxers, and
you had no like, oh man, I really almost killed a man last night.
Oh no, this guy was a little shit. Was not the first time I'd fought him in my house.
Okay.
He was like friends with my roommates, and you know, one time making me fight you, I can forgive, but not two. Anyway, so the next day he came over. There was a bong on my coffee table. There was seeds and stems all over. There was like beer boxes and beer cans everywhere. And I opened the door, and it was this guy with one cop. And then I turned around and was like, I picked up my bong, and then I tried to hide it with my body as I took it around a corner and put it in a closet. And the guy was like, yeah, I saw that. And I was like, right on. And then they took me down to the police station, and I said, yeah, I asked him to leave and he didn't. So I fought him, and they were like, well, that's cool. And they were like, but also you'd all that beer and you're underage. And I said, well, Charlie bought it with his fake ID. That was the guy's name. And they went, oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, you can definitely leave, but we're going to take your bong.
Wow.
And I said, that sucks. But they're like, yeah, you're in your house and you asked a guy to leave. You can literally do it. You could murder him. It's fine.
Oh, Jesus. I guess you are just a white guy. So they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Upon arrival, yeah, I heard.
I mean, literally, that was the law, though. Wait,
what city were you in?
I was in Fairfax, Virginia.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need to know. Virginia. Yep. Apparently, back to the Baker Manning arrest, the officers reported that two people were also sitting around a table on which there was a quantity of marijuana, and the officers then seized miscellaneous drug paraphernalia items, 91.13 grams of marijuana, a quantity of cocaine, and $790 in U.S. currency due to its proximity to illegal narcotics. And then they arrested Manning.
I love how they say 91 when, I mean, that's just like 3 ounces or under 4 ounces.
Yeah. Pretty funny. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So it looks like she cleaned up her act.
Baker Manning sorted past.
Cool.
Pretty funny. Yeah, it seems like it's not that big a deal.
No, not that big a deal.
Well, what can you do? All right, back to the show. Hope you guys enjoyed that tangent into the history of Baker Manning. Sykes tells Nico that he's not used to being surprised very often. So he was very happy with the crew the night before and how they surprised him with such a great time. And Jen is late for service, naturally. And Nico says he is chicken shit when it comes to breaking up with girls, which is why he's taking so long to tell Bree. And they docked a boat for the last time. And Nico says he was so emotional at the beginning because he wasn't a bosun. But now he just wants to be a team player. Sure, bud. And Bree is flexing with how heavy her new epaulets are in front of Jen. And Jen's like, oh, I'm right here. But it's like, who cares, dude? So the guests are finally leaving, and Sykes says he needs to DM Matt for some recipes. And he says that in front of Captain Lee. And Matt's like, hell yeah, woo! But it's like, bro, this doesn't matter. You're going home tomorrow. And Sykes says he wasn't expecting this trip to be so good compared to the last one. But he had a good time. And he says Captain Lee is like a fine wine, getting better with age. Which I was like, smack him, Captain Lee. Just smack him across the face.
Yeah, Captain Lee's like a fine wine. Four glasses and I'm done with him.
Jesus. And then last thing he says is tells Kate to smile more.
I mean, just to put the asshole bow on the asshole's asshole.
Yeah. 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 So they get back to flip the boat back to work. And there's a stew meeting where Kate's like, let's all talk it out and be honest with all our issues. And Jen is blaming everyone for her own issues and can't handle any criticism. And of course, freaks out and leaves. So that was that. And now it's tip meeting time, baby. Bow, 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 bow. So that was a sad air horn. Captain Lee says he thinks the charter went well and it was Matt's best charter. And him and Kate worked really well together on this one. And he says a lot of them worked great and learned a lot, but some of them still have some learning to do, Jen. Then he compliments Nico and then promotes him to bosun, which I don't personally think he should have, but whatever. Captain Lee says he's proud of Nico he's proud of Nico for sticking to it and completing the job. Whatever the fuck Captain Lee thinks Nico did, which in my opinion is complain too much and be a real asshole.
Okay, here's a game I like to play sometimes. EJ, who has more Twitter followers, me or EJ?
Oof, I feel like you.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. No. What if I said EJ? How insulting would that have been?
Yeah, well, it would be the last time you ever talked to me.
Yeah, okay. I knew I couldn't pick EJ in this moment. I knew this was a trick for our friendship. This was a test.
No, I have more than double what he has. EJ, come on.
Yeah, I know. All right, guys. They end up with a...
EJ's not even verified. That's how much that's how much better
I'm doing
I am
a thing right now. They end up
sorry.
With a...
No, do not let me stand in your way. He also has a website called yachtycrew.com.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you call them and ask them to sponsor
program.
Us?
It says, learn all it takes to become a yacht crew member. I looked at it. It's expired. Yeah. He's not doing his fucking business anymore. If he tries to tell you he's an entrepreneur, you got to say, you know, you're an entrepreneur because you're nar a yachty.
All right. We should call them, get them to sponsor us. Okay. So they got.
Hello? Yes. Yachtycrew.com. It's me, Nick Turner of the Below Deck podcast, Deckheads. Oh, yeah, you heard about us from Adrian Gang. What's that? She died? Yes, of course I'd speak at the funeral.
What?
I'll hold.
Nick.
What?
Okay, so, yes, they get a 30K tip. Wow.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
What'd you think it was going to be?
I knew it was going to be big based off
they
the
were envelope. Playing it up hard, and they were like, we're, you know, because in the last episode, Captain was saying that he really wants a 25K. So I thought they were writing the script and it was going to be 25K. But boy, did they blow me away. 30K. Timothy Sykes is one of the greatest humanitarians of our age.
He was just so happy for once. But yeah, 30K.
It's probably because his 19-year-old girlfriend wasn't being a little shit.
Yeah, so apparently they got 168,000 total in tips that season, which means divided by 11, they each got about $15,272, which is not bad for the season.
How much?
$15,272.
Huh. Yeah, that's good for 6 weeks, plus you're also making how much? 50 grand. No, 20 grand. No, 10 grand.
Yeah, I don't know.
12 grand, 6 grand, 28 grand, 43 grand. Well, the captain makes $1 million per day.
Well, anyway, Captain Lee
and
violently.
He gets 48% of the tips.
What? Captain Lee violently chucks the tips at everyone. And then Matt says he wants the crew to go watch the sunset with him at the top of this hill. So they all head up there with some champagne. And Bruno's wearing his CrossFit hat. And Nico gets emotional thinking about his brother. And Bruno's like, don't think about it. Look out into the distance. He's looking down on you. Yeah. And then they head back to the boat and get ready for their night out. Yeah, let's take another quick break. We'll come back and finish the shit out of this episode. Right. And we are back. So Bree and Nico are talking, and Bree says since the hotel, Nico has been cold to her, so she isn't really sure what's going on with him.
I know what's going on with him.
What?
Dude sucks. Mm. Stepping out on the love of his life. Stepping out on my baby. Can't be wrong, because Nico did it.
That is true. I will eat you.
What?
So all the women are dressed really well, and the guys are all very casual, except for Matt, who's wearing like a button down. And they're all at dinner, and Kyle says Sykes still gave them a $30,000 tip, even though Kyle smashed him really hard in the face with a pie and knocked his like goggles off. And everyone kind of stares at Kyle like he's out of his mind, which, I mean, I guess he is.
Yeah, well, why? What's weird about what he said?
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's a good point. Why is everyone hating on Kyle? Just because he robbed a few bars.
Kyle's intense, man.
Yeah, he's an outlaw.
Yeah, that's very clear. He lives his life like one,
and,
too.
And he's very mysterious because you can't hear what he's saying. Like, he's literally a mystery. Oh, thank you, Miguel. Come on, rob my sight. What?
Yeah, that's true. So,
let me translate. He says he's going to take a nap during the middle of his shift in the break room. Stepping out with my baby. Can't be wrong because I'm in right.
Yes, queen. So Bree is trying to cuddle up with Nico, and he's like about to break up with her, and he decides to do it in the middle of dinner. He's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And he pulls her aside and he tells her that he has to go home after this charter because of what is going on with his family. And he needs to get there ASAP and take care of them. And Bree says she understands and it's the right thing to do. But she's a little bummed that they can't be hanging out more. But she thinks family comes first. And now she understands that this was just a boat fling for Nico. And we learn that Matt isn't drinking much these days and he feels better. Tell that to Guinness.
That's a losing battle, Matt.
Tell that
no
to
offense.
Guinness Stout, his dog.
Yeah, tell that to his fucking red nose currently. I don't know.
Geez.
He looked great. He looked great.
Yeah, he did look great.
No, he's a good guy.
I don't know.
Guy.
I mean,
sometimes
we're going to Ottawa to get Caesar salads
to
from
me,
him.
And I just, yeah, we're going to Ottawa. I won't be able to look him in the eye, but.
Why?
Well, I mean, if we go to Ottawa, then he's probably going to listen to this.
No, we're not. We just show up one day and be like, is Matt here?
Hello, my name is Nicholas, and I made a cameo for my friend Anna.
And I'm like, and I'm Anna, and I'm the cameo recipient, and I would love to have a Caesar salad made specifically. Except for, I don't even like Caesar salads.
Will you please give us a seat next to the kitchen? We want to see you make it.
We'll be like, can we kiss him on the lip?
Oh, not if he's too drunk, because I can't share my life with that.
Oh, Lord, kid.
Step it out with my baby.
So, yeah, Bree tells Kate what happened with Nico, and she says she knew he was being weird, but she didn't expect him to ditch her the day before their planned trip. And everyone's dancing and drinking around the bonfire, and Jen pulls a classic Jen and decides to approach Kate to get some closure. And
God, remember this is the same moment that Bugs had with Hannah in Med.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I've got to say some words to her so she can learn a lesson. And then this was the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
Just shut down. Shut down.
Just don't talk.
No, you
other.
Don't get this moment.
You'll never.
Sorry.
You'll never have closure. So Jen decides to approach Kate to get some closure, and Kate says she just wants all the bullshit to end since the charter's over and she doesn't care about closure with Jen. But Jen won't stop, and she tries to give her managerial advice, which goes poorly, and it's just never ending. And then Kate just has to get up and walk away. They're going back to the boat and everyone's going to bed. And did you notice that Nico and Bree switched beds?
I didn't understand what they were telling us by showing us that. I guess I thought they were saying it's weird because they were sleeping in different beds. But, you know, after the deed is done in those tiny beds, you know, you split off. Like when Lyra and I go to her family's lake house in upstate New York, Adirondacks.
Yeah.
We will sleep in like single beds sometime.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like we do it, you know, and we get loud too. And it's weird because she has a lot of family there. But, you know, everybody comes and asks what we're doing. But I scream through the door, you know, nothing, you know, while we're just knocking framed pictures off the wall.
Oh my God.
Anyway, long story short, I probably didn't need to get that detail.
Yeah,
but we finish. Okay. You know, some more than others, and then go to bed.
Why are people knocking on the door?
I know. It's like, if we were in trouble, we would tell you. That's a good question.
This is just silly.
Yeah, that was silly. Yeah, thought that was obvious.
Well, thank you for that aside.
Sure, yeah, no problem, anytime.
But yeah, it's officially the next day.
Right.
So everyone's packing up to leave. Nico and Bruno talk to each other about growing and learning, and Bruno cries because he's sad to leave this experience. And Kyle is talking to Captain Lee and says the trip was like his relationships, short and sweet. And he thinks it's a shame him and Kate are leaving on bad terms, but that's on her. And
yeah,
Kate's-
don't worry, he's... Sorry, he's going to kiss her ass so much in the reunion that it'll be but a memory.
Maybe.
Well, I saw it already. And
okay,
does.
Well, relax. So Kyle leaves with a pep in his step, as he says. Bruno says goodbye to Kate, and she says he has a bright future in yachting, but probably in the interior. Bruno says goodbye to Captain Lee and asks for a recommendation letter. And Captain Lee says, sure, and that he has a great future in this business. And then Bruno leaves. And then Nico is going back to Chicago to see his family and get his girlfriend back. And Matt says goodbye to Nico and Kate. And Kate thinks he's too nice to be a yacht chef. And he goes to say goodbye to Captain Lee. And he says he's happy he found his groove. And Matt thinks he needs to update his bag of tricks. And then Matt leaves, and Baker says goodbye to Jen, and they say no hard feelings towards each other. And Baker says she has come a long way and has learned a lot and thought she could originally get away with just being like a lowly deckhand, but had to learn and step up. And then she leaves to go to Burning Man, and Jen is leaving and has an
She went right. She went right to Burning Man after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she went right to Burningham.
Burningham! You know, That's the barbecue place on a block away from me. It's called Burningham.
Burningham.
Burningham. That would be the barbecue place.
Yeah.
Burningham.
Burningham. So Burningham in Birmingham.
Yep.
So Jen is leaving and has an awkward conversation with Kate, but then Kate says she has learned a lot. Jen says she's learned a lot and yachting was not what she expected. And then she says she likes big boats and cannot lie again. And then Jen says goodbye to Bree and they try and clear the air. And then Jen walks away with 1,000 bags.
All of her push-up bras.
Okay.
That was my favorite little orphan. All of her push-up bras.
All of her push-up bras. I love that. I love that.
So, I love that.
Yeah, I love that. Nico calls his girlfriend to let her know he's coming back and wants to try and win her heart back. And Bree says goodbye to Kate and says she took her epaulets with her. And she says goodbye to Nico, and they agree it was nice to connect with each other. And Bree says that she has no regrets in life and everything happens for a reason, but it's sad because their relationship could have been something great. And then Bree leaves. Good riddance. And then Nico goes to say goodbye to Captain Lee, and he says he did good. And Captain Lee says he did good and that he hopes to work with Nico again if he can put up with another year. And Nico's like, ha ha ha, maybe. And then Captain Lee says, Nico went through a lot this year, and depends on how you come out on the other side. And he thinks Nico came out just fine. And Nico says he's going to miss Captain Lee because he's been a father figure to him. And he says goodbye to Kate as well.
Well, Nico, I've got another surprise for you. You're coming home with me to live with my lovely bride.
He's the
and
one.
And she's going to buy you shirts, and she's going to trim your little neck mustache, and you're going to be me.
Wow.
And we're going to get your name legally changed to Little Captain Lee. And I'm going to take you to a doctor to get you a foot or two shorter. We're going to chop some length off those legs and get you running around being my little kid forever.
Okay.
What does that sound like?
Oh, God. That is truly on some other
shit. Isn't that great news?
Yeah, totally. Anyway. Nico goes and says goodbye to Kate as well, and they agree this was a better charter relationship for them because last charter they did not get along. And Nico says being away has made him realize that he needs to be home and face his problems instead of running away from them. I think I've been saying that all season. And then Nico leaves, and Kate is saying goodbye to Captain Lee, and she says that next time she comes back she will be the charter guest. And then she's like, all right, see you in Florida.
Wait, who said that?
Kate.
Oh, Kate said that. But that's probably not true because we know she's got two more seasons in her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she says that this has not been an easy season, but she never wanted a boring life, and yachting makes sure of that. And then Kate leaves. And Captain,
you know,
Lee's-
if they ever bring back one of those celebrity boxing shows, I would like to see Kate and Hannah.
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Back to you in the studio.
No, that would be wild. Captain Lee says the charter season didn't start out great and they damaged a boat. And the people, he says they damaged the boat and the people, but they did a good job in spite of themselves and they had a good season in the end. And he still has the best damn job in the world. And then the episode ends, saying like a few months later, with Captain Lee giving love to the Caribbean after Hurricane Maria swept through and damaged a lot of the islands.
Yeah.
And that's where the episode
ends. They showed all that footage of it being fine.
Yeah.
There was no like post-hurricane footage.
Right.
They're just like, trust us, it's bad. Here's it beautiful. Give it money. Look at it beautiful.
Yeah, that's where the episode ends. I'm glad at least they shouted out the Caribbean because that's where they play. All right, do you have any boat facts with Nikki T's?
Yeah, no big deal, but I got a boat fact left in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Finally, Nick, it worked out.
This is from Joseph Peters, cool dude. He said the show makes him laugh. He's a liar. He said Below Deck is hot garbage. Makes him want to drag his dick through miles of broken whiskey bottles. But Deckheads, that's a keeper. That makes sense. First thing that's ever made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Much like how Captain Lee will keep tips for himself, that's verified. Me and no. Joseph will attest to that.
No.
I make sure to keep a percentage of my day to listen to Deckheads. That's fun. That's very funny wordplay. This guy's a real gem. Mm-hmm. Here's a boat fact. Oh, my God. This bowled me over. This guy had a boat fact for me. Do you know how much I love this guy?
This is what you've been waiting for.
This is all I've ever fucking wanted in my life.
I know.
All right. So here's the boat fact. There are fully functional morgues on cruise ships. Can you believe that?
That's wild.
You know, because if someone dies, say, on the Valor, you know, obviously they throw them overboard.
Oh, boy. Sure.
But that, I don't know if that's a secret. That's one of the producers told me that.
Well.
Anyway, yeah, people die on cruise ships all the time. Some cruise ships have been given a failing grade by the CDC, a number. Which they, after reading reports about overflowing sewage, secret morgues, bed bug infestations, they begin to sound more like nightmare vessels than enticing expenditures. There's a website that keeps track of deaths reported on cruise ships. I bet it's hotter than ever these days.
Yeah.
It's called, you'll never guess, cruiseshipdeaths.com.
Oof.
Overboard deaths, cruise ship murders, cruise ship haunting. Could ghosts be haunting these cruise ships? That's a real article on cruiseshipdeaths.com. But yeah, in the bowels, actually, it would be on a yacht. It would be right above where we are. It would be morgue than us, you know.
Whoa! So we are below a morgue.
Yeah. Size of the morgue depends on the size of the ship, but a lot of times, you know, the crew has to get creative if there's not enough space.
Right.
There's these small refrigerators on the ships that could take one or two corpses, but contingency plan was to use a walk-in freezer if it got really bad. Hmm. Anyway, that's about it. That's what's going on about our cruise ships. Now you know. The more you know.
The more you know. Well, thank you to Joseph Peters for that wonderful 5-star review and boat fact at the same time.
That's all I wanted.
That's all right, Nick
wanted.
Good night,
guys.
You can follow
guys.
Us.
That was it for us.
Nick, stop it.
That's it. That's the end of the show, guys.
Nick, stop it. You can follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at DeckheadsPod@gmail.com. You can follow me at Anna Hostney. You can follow Nick at Nick's Turner. Please leave us a 5-star review like Joseph Peters
did. Guys.
Oh, Nick, I am truly going to kill you.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.